Well guys, this is your host who's back and sharing his thoughts on a movie that he watched on Netflix. And if you are someone who have been binge watching the series and movies on Netflix, then you probably might have watched this one also, because Alia Bhatt has made her debut in Hollywood industry with this movie. And movie name is Heart of Stone. So what is heart and what is stone in this movie? The stone is a spy agent, MI6 agent, and heart is a device that is going to give a human a power of God. Like with that device, the heart is called as a device in this movie. So this device can give you the power of God. Like you can have all the power in your hands, you can make all the financial transaction without authorities getting their hands on you, or you can kill off all the ideas of the nuclear power, or you can create a nuclear war, etc., etc. You can create a blackout on all whole world with one single button, etc. So Alia Bhatt is, on the other hand, she is trying to get her hands. She is a hacker in this movie, and she is helping the bad guys to get their hands on the device. But she doesn't have the idea that she is supporting the bad guys. When MI6 agents come into the play, she gets the idea that Kia Divan, Alia Bhatt, gets the idea that she is getting used, like her skills as a hacker is getting used by bad guys. So MI6 agent Stone is trying to stop Kia Divan from giving out all the ideas to the bad guys of how to use the device, how she can hack out, etc., etc. And by the end, we can see Kia Divan is supporting the agent, MI6 agent Stone, with her hacker skills, and she hands out herself to the MI6 agents and gets to the prison, where she gets visited by Stone, the MI6 agent, who has been trying herself out, like she has been giving out her life to save the world. Only single MI6 agent has been performing too well in this movie. So she is kind of a powerful MI6 agent who can come out of any bad situation in this movie. So she is the one who has saved the world from getting attacked by the bad guys with the device called as heart. So other than that, Stone visits Kia Divan in the prison, and she offers her a job where she can help out the MI6 agents to create a society where all the bad guys are getting attacked and killed off, and they can live in an environment where, or in a society where all the bad guys are eliminated with the power of justice, and they can run around freely. All the kids can run around freely. So that's it for the movie. There isn't that much. There are some actions in this movie that can be seen performed too well, and you get the impressive idea about how MI6 agents work in this movie. So all the stunts are being performed so well that you might get the idea. If I was that one in this movie, I would have killed so many persons, etc., etc. So movie is kind of okay written and doesn't have that much of the idea, because if you are someone who has been watching all the spy action movies previously, then you might get the idea. The movie has been taking out some of the parts from different movie that was released earlier, so movie doesn't have that much of impact. But the Alia Bhatt hacker skills might have the impact in this movie, but she doesn't have that much of the play. So the MI6 agent Stone has like 60% of the screenplay, and Alia Bhatt, Kia Divan, only has 40%, but they are doing the main lead's role in this movie, and they have justified their acts in this movie, I believe, with the dialogues and the punchline that was there in this movie. So it is okay, you can watch this movie. And Heart of Stone is a spy action, and if you are someone who hasn't watched this movie, you can give it a watch. But if you are not that much of interested in spy action, then you might not give it a chance at all, because movie might become interesting and in the start, then you can instantly feel like it's not that the movie that you want to watch. Like there is a Tom Cruise thing, Mission Impossible, and there is this thing. So Mission Impossible is at 100% above, and this Heart's Own is kind of a beginning. So there is an idea like there might be a second part if movie has done good enough. But if the producers and the directors have other idea, I don't know whether they are going to make another part of this one, because they are going to compete against Mission Impossible. That's too hard to be taken out, right? So give yourself a option that if you want to watch some action-packed one, then this one has some actions in it, and it gives you the screenplay action about, like, what you can say, 70%. Like there are some dialogues also, so I can lower down that action pack to 50% and 50% of dialogues thing. So that's it for the episode, guys, and have a great day, and thanks for listening, guys. Bye.